This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off with some not-so-great news for the ag industry this morning, farmers could be put on a waiting list to receive operating loans. Farm Service Agency loans or loan guarantees could be delayed this summer as demand is draining available funds, and that's bad news for farmers and ag lenders. DTN reports that several ag groups sent letters to U.S. House and Senate Appropriations Committees that highlight the rapidly increasing demand. The Farm Service Agency is expected to run out of funds for both direct and guaranteed loans later this month, and that could potentially delay up to $650 million in loans for farmers. Farmers are increasingly turning to the FSA for loans, and ag lenders are looking to the agency for loan guarantees. An FSA spokesman told DTN that applications for operating loans are up 23% this year. The spokesperson also says there will be a backlog and waiting list for the same kinds of loans and loan guarantees during the FSA's fiscal year 2017. On a lighter note this morning, farmers markets seem to be getting all the buzz lately, and starting this weekend, or today actually, Hillsboro will have a market every Saturday until the 1st of October. I talked with the City of Hillsboro's intern, Mary Fuller, to find out the details.
I am currently finishing up my second year of grad school at Western Illinois University, and one of the requirements for my graduate program is to do an internship. I'm currently serving as an AmeriCorps member, partnering with the City of Hillsboro and Imagine Hillsboro, about halfway through my 11-month appointment here in Hillsboro.
And as we know, they're keeping you very busy, and one of the projects you, I guess, are helping with, the Hillsboro Farmers Market, is actually starting on Saturday, June 4th. So share with us what's going to be happening with that.
Yeah, we're really excited. When I started work in January, that was one of the things that had been mentioned, that, you know, Hillsboro would really like to have a farmer's market. They haven't had one for a couple of years. So I kind of started on that, and we are ready to officially kick off the season. So we'll run starting this Saturday, the 4th, every Saturday through October 1st. So it's 18 weeks. So if you can't make it this Saturday, there are a few more opportunities for you to come out and join us. We'll be out on the west side of the Courthouse Square in front of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office there. So there's plenty of parking at the courthouse behind there and around the square as well from 9 to 1.
Sounds like a really exciting event. And I assume you've got vendors lined up, but are you still open to more vendors?
Yes, of course. We have a few vendors that have committed for this week or for half season. We're looking for anybody who has anything they've grown. So even if you just one week have 100 tomatoes and you want to sell a few, we'll take you. Or if you have crafts or something that you make yourself, that's perfect. It is $5 a time for a spot, or $40 for the half season, which would be June and July, or August, September, and that first week of October, or $75 for the whole season.
Excellent. And should they contact you if they'd like to get registered to be a vendor, or who should they talk with?
Yep, I'll be the contact. So you can just send me an email. My email is imagine@imaginehillsboro.org, or give me a call at 217-313-9962.
And something else I wanted to touch on, not only are you involved with this farmers market, but you also had told me that Hillsboro is also having a community garden as well. And those, you know, sometimes farmers markets and the gardens go hand in hand. So maybe share with us some of the things that's happening with the garden and if there's opportunities to volunteer.
Yeah, of course. We'll always take volunteers. There's a lot of weeding and harvesting. We've harvested radishes already from the community garden. So far, we've harvested about 27 pounds of radishes, and we've donated those to the food pantry here in Hillsboro at the Salvation Army and also to the Meals on Wheels program. And that's how this garden works, is we've planted everything. We received a couple of big donations of seed from Burpee and Park and Park Seed Company, and some plants from Nokomis Garden and Gift. And so we're just harvesting that and donating it right back to the community. There's a lot of people who don't have access to good fresh produce or you can't afford it. So we're really trying to make an impact in the community here.
And where is the community garden located?
It's just here in Hillsboro on School Street. It's just east of the Chalcom House, kind of in the northwest corner of that lot there. Right around the corner, you'll see it. It's a pretty big garden. It's about 50 by 60 feet, so we have a lot of space. We've got a lot of stuff going on there. And like I said, we're always looking for volunteers.
And do you have certain days that you go out and work in the garden, or if someone's interested, maybe just give you a call and find out when they could help, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're usually out there on Thursday afternoons. It kind of depends on what needs to be done. So the best thing would be just to either give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'll get you on the email list or on the call list so I can make sure you know when we're going to be out there next. We hope to see everybody out on Saturday, and every Saturday come and get some coffee and some cinnamon rolls. And if any organizations want to get involved to serve food, have lunch or breakfast or both, it's a great fundraising opportunity. Or if you just want to have an information table for your organization, it's a great opportunity to reach a lot of people.
Intern for the City of Hillsboro and Imagine Hillsboro, Mary Fuller. And again, if you'd like to become a vendor or volunteer in the community garden, you can reach Mary at 217-313-9962. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.